This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron jointly inaugurated the first Indian consulate in historic French city of Marseille this afternoon. Earlier in the day, the two leaders interacted with the members of the Indian diaspora in the city. They also paid tribute to Indian soldiers who sacrificed their lives during the First and Second World Wars at the Mazar-e War Cemetery. The cemetery administered by Commonwealth War Graves Commission is the resting place of over 1,700 soldiers. An Indian memorial was first unveiled here in 1925 to honor their service. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is making remarkable strides in AI, leveraging it for the public good. Mr. Modi urged the world to come and invest in India and bet on India's Yuva Shakti. The Prime Minister made these remarks after meeting with Google CEO Sundar Pichai at the AI Action Summit in Paris. Mr. Pichai described this meeting as delightful. In a social media post, the Google CEO said they discussed the incredible opportunities AI will bring to India and ways we can work closely together on India's digital transformation. A parliamentary delegation from the Maldives, led by the Speaker of the Maldives People's Majlis, Abdul Rahim Abdullah, called on Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar in New Delhi today. During the meeting, discussions touched upon various aspects of bilateral relationship between India and the Maldives. Both sides also discussed parliamentary exchanges and the people-to-people contacts between the two nations. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has said that India's share in global energy consumption is expected to nearly double by 2050. Reinforcing its strategic influence in energy trade, he said the country stands at the heart of global energy markets, and within 17% of the world's population, India is the third largest oil consumer and the fourth largest LNG importer. He said the task of shaping a new energy order will be crucial in determining the fate of the 21st century. The minister today participated in a series of meetings during the India Energy Week, which is currently underway in New Delhi. During meetings, the stakeholders discussed the requirement of significant investment in infrastructure, including energy storage and smart grids, to ensure resilience and accessibility. Union Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbananda Sonowal today said that India will become the third largest economy in the world by 2029. Addressing a press conference on Union Budget 2025-26 in Agartala, Mr. Sonowal said that the policies and the programs adopted by the government under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi have raised the socio-economic standard of people in the country. The minister said first-time women entrepreneurs from the SC-ST community will get loans up to 2 crore rupees. Mr. Sonowal said his ministry can also ensure waterways development of the Gomti River in Tripura. Actor Deepika Padukone today urged students to focus on their strengths and work on their weaknesses without the fear of failure. She was speaking during the second part of Pariksha Pe Charcha 2025. Padukone, who is also a mental health advocate, said that mental health issues should not be treated as a stigma and that people facing such issues must always express their feelings. Over 1 crore 59 lakh devotees have taken holy dip in the Sangam till 12 p.m. on the occasion of Magh Purnima Snan in Mahakumbh, Prayagraj today. It also marks the end of the special ritual of performing Kalpavas, with the grand festival hosting more than 10 lakh Kalpavis this year. So far, around 47 crore 55 lakh devotees have taken the holy bath till date. In the Asia Mixed Team Badminton Championship 2025, India began their campaign with commanding 5-0 over Macau in Qingdao, China today. They will face Korea next to decide the group winner. India has a strong record in team events, including their 2022 Thomas Cup Gold and the 2024 Badminton Asia Team Silver. They now aim for their first ever Asia Mixed Team Championship title. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.